Welcome to the Rent to Rent Success Podcast, the only podcast entirely dedicated to helping you achieve rent to rent success. We talk about the ethical way to get you started in property without buying it. This is our place to inspire each other to believe bigger, to be bolder, and to be game changers for good. Property investors and sisters Stephanie and Nikki Taylor are your guides on this exciting ride. Let's start up the engines and get ready to fly. Hello, hello, hello. It's Stephanie here. Welcome back to the Rent to Rent Success Podcast. And today we're here with a super juicy episode, Beyond Rent to Rent, the exact property strategies that we used to grow the multi-million pound property portfolio that we own. And that happened in just a few years. Often people think that if you're not already rich before you start, it's going to take you decades to build up a property portfolio. And if you don't know the things that we're going to cover in this episode, it may well do. But that's why I want to go behind the curtain today and go exactly how we did do it and how you can do it too. That's the important bit here. This is just to open the door to say, hey, we didn't know we could do this. And maybe you don't know you can do this. And once you get this information and take action on it, it really changes everything. So as you know, with rent to rent, you get cash flow. That means you make money in business, but you don't own the assets. Long-term wealth requires assets. The assets make money when you sleep. When you buy the right assets, your money works hard for you. You don't work hard for money. And that is a game changer. When you buy the right assets, your money works hard for you. You don't work hard for your money. Game changing idea. And I love that. And I want that for everyone listening. Maybe you already have this, but if you don't, listen on. Now, before I get into the meat of today's episode, I want to say a few words about Rent to Rent Revolution. Yes, Rent to Rent Revolution in London, our very first live event in London, our first larger event, our sold out event, and it was off the charts. The energy in the room was absolutely incredible. I absolutely loved every minute of it. But what really made it was you being there, you speaking to us, and you saying how much you got out of being there. It was awesome. We had Emmanuel Asukwo, the UK's favorite financial advisor, and he was there kicking the day off for us on a high. And Emmanuel has featured on the BBC, ITV, Channel 4, and so many others because he brings that true, real talk to finance. And finance can be a subject which people find dry and dull, but Emmanuel is absolutely hilarious. And that really set us off on a high point. And Nikki and I talked about different topics than what we normally talk about. We did cover rent to rent. But one of the topics we did talk about, which got such incredible feedback from everyone there, and so many people afterwards came up and spoke to me specifically about this, that I thought, I'm going to make a podcast episode. And it's the exact property strategies to grow the multi-million pound property portfolio that we own, the exact money strategies. Because that's the big barrier, isn't it, for people investing in property, not having the money to be able to do it. And one of my favorite parts of the day was when six of our Rent to Rent rock stars who've been through the Kickstarter mentorship took to the stage to tell their story about how Rent to Rent has changed their lives. And that part was truly inspiring. It's changed their lives from the outside, i.e. what they can do, where they can buy, where they can go, but it's changed them from the inside, the people that they've now become, the confidence that they now have. And that was truly uplifting and inspiring. It just reminds us why we do what we do. And I know that people in the audience loved that part, because just knowing about it is one thing, but seeing how people have done it, seeing how people have created success, it's really transformative, because it opens those doors in your mind. Oh, I can do this. I can do this. So what we will do, it was so powerful that what we want to do is produce some videos of the event. And I know that you're going to love them, and we'll announce when they're out, so that if you weren't able to be there with us live and in person, that you can get the awesomeness and the goodness from those talks. They really are life-changing. And for you, if you're already rent-to-rent Kickstarters, or you're in Superstars, they're going to be added to the portal. So one of the things that's kind of summed it up for me, meeting all of our Kickstarters in person, or some of our Kickstarters in person, meeting some of you podcast listeners as well, it just summed up, because Sarah, who's a listener to the podcast, she said she listens to every episode. And as soon as she heard our bonus episode, which was talking all about our Rent-to-Rent Revolution live event, she was driving her car. She screeched over. No, she pulled over to the side of the road and bought her ticket immediately. And we had so many people like that who really love what we do here, who really wanted to be in that room. And we absolutely loved meeting you. It was just phenomenal. So I wanted to just say thank you so much for being there. It was epic. If you weren't there, the videos will be coming. Let's get back to today. Let's get back to that pivotal message. When you buy the right assets, your money works hard for you. You don't work hard for your money, and we all want that. But as I said, with buy-to-let, you need £50,000 plus to buy properties. And on those single lets, you're probably making £200 or £300 a month. So you can see how it would take years to save enough to build a portfolio to replace even an average salary. And that's why most investors use OPM. Now, do you know what OPM is? Well, let me give you a clue. Rent to rent is all about OPP. Okay?
We're done with OPP.
Oh. Right. So we die with OPP. And with rent to rent, it's all down with OPP. We're not naughty by nature, but it is other people's property. This part is all about OPM. So you probably got it now, other people's money. Property is one of the only asset classes where using other people's money is the standard. Now, this is where we're going behind the curtain, behind what people tell us. I always assumed that property investors had huge amounts of money to start with, and some do, but you don't have to. Many property investors start with very little and build up phenomenal property portfolios. And what we're going to talk about today is all the ways that we've grown our property portfolio. And that's including private finance, private finance, commercial finance, lease options, exchange with delayed completion. I'm going to talk about each one of those. And there are others such as remortgages, loans, and more. And we're not going to make this dry and crusty abstract financial talk, though. No, it's going to be juicy, because how I want to talk about this is I want to actually go through three examples of properties we own and exactly how we funded them. And the theme of our Rent to Rent Revolution event was make it happen. And with practical tips. So I'm going to end this section with practical tips for how you can make it happen. And as I go through this, remember, this is only three properties in our portfolio. I've chosen these three properties because they're financially interesting. And we don't have time in this episode to go through every single property in the portfolio. But just imagine what you could do if you had one, even then two, then three, and you can build up much faster with OPM, okay, other people's money. So let's start off. Oh, and I know that with this episode, it's just the audio. So keep your eyes peeled. As I mentioned, we will be releasing a video of the event. Watch out for that. It's going to be less than the price of dinner for more of what I'm talking about here. And you'll get all the photos and you'll get all the numbers and you'll get the buzz of being in the live room, okay? So property number one that we bought in 2017, and it's a commercial finance, bridging finance. This is what we used to get started. We then upped the value of the property. We're using commercial to residential conversion, so basically a development. And then we did title splitting. And I'm going to talk about each of those so that it makes it clearer. So we completed on this property in October 2017. It was a commercial property, as I said, D1 classification, which was a charity classification. It was a cash purchase for £148,000, and we were so excited to buy this property. It was 18 months since we'd started full-time in rent to rent, and it felt like a real milestone. Now, you might think, I can't buy a property for £148,000 where I am. So you can buy in other areas, or you could use your £148,000 for the deposit. So you can raise the money for the deposit and buying costs and then have the rest on a mortgage. So it works everywhere. What I want you to do as you're thinking, as you're listening to this episode, is think, how could I do that? Not what we often think is, oh, I couldn't do that. How could I do that? That's what I want you to think about. How could I leverage other people's money? Because when we first started, I didn't know we could do this either. So we've had to step into that. Okay, so how did we fund it? Well, some of the money that we needed, the £148,000, we used from our rent-to-rent business. And some of the money came from a family friend who lent us the money at 2% interest. They just basically wanted to give us the money, actually. But we said, no. They had it in a low interest bearing bank account. It was the highest rate at the time, was under 1%. And so we said, we'll give 2%. And we didn't think that we knew anyone like that. And there's a magic question. You've heard me say this before, but it's so true. It absolutely works. I want you to test it out for yourself. It's, do you know anyone who? Do you know anyone who would like to invest £10,000 for a return of 10% within 1 year? Or would like to invest £5,000 for a return of 5% within 2 years? So it's speaking the language of opportunity, not the language of request. You're not saying, can you lend me £5,000? That's not attractive. People are attractive when they see an opportunity, and especially if they know that their funds are not doing all that well and there's an opportunity for them to make more money, they're excited. So you want to offer those opportunities, and you'll be surprised how many people say, oh, I know someone, or what about me? I've got some money. Why are you not asking me about this? So speak the language of opportunity. You never know who has opportunities. And when we bought this property, it was already had a tenant in place with 11 months on their contract. And they at the time were paying $10,000 a year. That was very much undervalued for the rent. We had the rent assessed professionally, and they renewed at $15,000 per year at the end of that first period. And meanwhile, we were getting planning permission. And we'd bought the property cash, as I said, because we were able to secure an under market value price for that cash purchase. And we thought to ourselves, do you know what? This is going to be so easy for us to refinance quite quickly. In actual fact, it took 12 months to refinance the property. And So we'd paid all our money in cash. Now we want to refinance so that we can get some money back out and sort of have a normal mortgage. But what we found was, and we didn't know this at the time, that commercial finance lenders, because it's a commercial property, it needs commercial finance, want to see experience in the same asset class. That means they want to see that we have had commercial property experience before, and we did not have that. So there were very few lenders who would lend to us. But luckily, our rent-to-rent experience did help us, as we'd done some pretty impressive refurbishments at that stage, and we were able to supply photos and testimonials from landlords. But you do need a good broker, a good finance broker, to be able to present your case and tell your story in a way that fits the needs of different lenders. And different lenders have different requirements. So we managed to find that finance. Once we got somebody to finance us, it then took us a long time for them to go through the process with them. A lot of finance companies can be oversubscribed, and they take a long time to do things, and they ask you for the same information several times and things like that. So the process can be quite a painful process. And that's what happened that first time, but it was all learning, and we got there in the end. The other great thing, so we got there in the end, and it was a bridging finance. That's a type of short-term finance. So we had finance for 3 years. It was at a higher rate than it would have been if we already had experience, but we were just delighted to be able to move forward, take some money out of the property, and move forward for 3 years. And the great thing about property is you don't just buy the asset and wait. You get to do stuff that increases the value. So we wanted to turn this from a commercial property into a residential property. And we were thinking of doing an 8-bed HMO, but our architect came up with a plan for 4 self-contained 1-bed flats. And we would not have seen those four flats on the plans because it was 3 stories. And so you'd have naturally said it's 1 flat per story, and it would have been three flats. But the architect saw something where one of the flats was a duplex. That means one flat's over 2 floors, and it works so beautiful and seems so obvious now. So don't be afraid to pay for professional advice, because that professional advice that you invest in can reap dividends. Can you imagine the difference between having a 3-flat property and having a 4-flat property? So what we did was we talked to the company who had the lease for the property, and by mutual agreement, they agreed to move out in March 2020. Note the date, because March 2020, if you remember, was not a good time to start a development. Now, at the beginning of the development, we thought, including contingency funds and all of that jazz, that it would cost £150,000 to do this development. But oh my goodness, we had so many challenges on that development. Materials not turning up on time. You know, the day we were due to have our doors and windows put in, I can never remember which way around it was. They only put in the doors and couldn't do the windows, and had to come back with the windows several weeks later. Every single one of these mishaps caused delays. The costs of goods had gone up. Contractors were fewer and further between. And yeah, so we had so many challenges. And to build wealth, you have to become a problem solver. You have to be good at solving problems. You have to get over all of these challenges that are flung at you. So as I say, we had our purchase 148. Now our refurb and buying costs, interest and so on, all came in at 230K, should have been 150. But because of the challenges we had, and the way that we managed them, came in at 230. However, what I say is property is so forgiving, and you hold it long term as well. The valuation now, after we've turned it into flats, even taking off that 148 and that 230, It's an uplift of £122,000, even after all of that extra money that we put in. It's gone up by £122,000 more than what we paid out to get it into that position. So the annual rent on that property is The annual rent on that property is £36,000 a year. And I find that mind-boggling to buy a property for 150 and have the annual rent be 36. And, you know, even if you'd paid what we thought it was going to be, 150, it's like you've paid 300,000 altogether if it come in on target. And your annual rent is £36,000. And that refurbishment will only be done once. Now we're just maintaining the property, which obviously is not costing £230 each time. It's £230,000 each time. So that initial investment, you only do once. But every single year, it's going to bring in £36,000 or more. And we all know what's in the news at the moment, that rents are going up. The number of rental properties are going down. So the value of this asset is going up. And even though this property is in Newport in Wales, even though it's in Newport in Wales, which the properties don't go up by as much, because we added that value, the property's gone up to, you know, considerably in just a few years. That's since 2017, so that's 6 years. So I hope you enjoyed that one. That one, the other people's money, some of it was our own, but you could raise 100% from other people's money if you don't have money. Or you start in rent to rent, make some money there, and use partly your own money and partly other people's like we did. So property number two. This one was an exchange with delayed completion. We exchanged on this property on the 20th of February, 2020. And at that time, we took control of the property. And it was a property that we wanted to convert into four studio flats. So what is exchange with delayed completion? Well, normally, after you buy a property, you exchange and complete, you know, almost at the same time. Or very shortly afterwards, if not on the same at the same time. An exchange with delayed completion is where you exchange on a specified date and you agree to complete the sale on an agreed future date or date range. Now, that date can be years into the future. It can be anything that's agreed between you and the seller. And in the time between exchange and completion, we have control over the property. So in our case, we agreed to exchange at that time in 2020 and then complete. We've now completed on this purchase as well, which we did a few years later. Because what you learn in business is that the banks and other lenders want to lend you money when you don't need it. So when you're well-funded, when your businesses are going well, they want to lend you money. If you get into any difficulties, they don't. So we just thought, actually, let's complete on this now because we can. And you don't know what's coming. So we thought, let's complete. So how we funded the deal? Again, we used some of our money from our rent-to-rent business, and then we used the exchange with delayed completion to pay for this property over time and not all in one lump sum. And we used traditional mortgage finance to put it onto a longer term. So first of all, the agreed purchase price was £160,000. And the option fee, there's an option fee for doing this exchange with delayed completion. It can be a pound. It can be anything from a pound up. And ours was £16,000. Now, £16,000 is great. It's 10% of the purchase price. But the amazing thing about this is then we then paid a monthly payment of £320. And so because we've paid £16,000 and this monthly payment of £320,000, the balance at the end of 5 years to pay would be £124,800, but you wouldn't have to pay any further deposit. So what this means is that we don't need a deposit of 30%, which would have been £48,000. We don't need a mortgage. We don't have interest payments and we don't need to pay rent. We're just paying the agreed purchase price, but we're paying it over 5 years. And exchange with delayed completion is sometimes called a no money down property strategy because you can do it from a pound. And it's phenomenal to be able to do this. So we did that. We bought that. We paid the £16,000. Then we paid the rest, £320 a month. And then when we completed, we just got a traditional mortgage. We didn't pay another deposit. And then we still got the property cash flowing on from there. So with the development of this property, you'll realise that we're in a bad position again because the conversion took 10 months to complete. It shouldn't have taken that long. It cost £65,000, which includes £8,000 paid to suppliers to split the utilities. That means the gas, electricity and water supply. Originally, there was one to the whole property and we wanted to have four individual for each property. And again, we had the same scarcity, increased cost for materials, fewer contractors. Things came up that we hadn't budgeted for, like rotten joists. So it's things that you can't necessarily see before you start. So you always have your contingency in there. But sometimes things are added to the mix, like COVID, that just take your timeline a bit further. So what we did in the last year or so is we got a mortgage and completed on this purchase. So we now fully own this property. And the only lump sum sort of thing we had to pay out was the £16,000. And we did pay money as well to develop the property. So sometimes when you've got a property, you can borrow money against it. We didn't need to do that in this case. But what I want you to think about is, how could I do this? How could I fund properties, or it doesn't necessarily need to be developments, but how could I fund property purchases with other people's money? And this is really just to give you some ideas by talking about how we did it, to think about how you can do it as well. So that's property number two. Property number three is the 12 flats block. And this property, how we paid for it was private finance and commercial finance. And we completed on this property in 11th of March, 2019. And so this was a conventional purchase with a deposit and commercial finance. As I said, a family friend helped us fund the deposit by lending us £50,000, and we used profit from our business to make up the remainder of the deposit, which was £59,500. But again, you could fund 100% of your deposit from private finance. You just need to arrange it in such a way that your lender was happy with the arrangements. So the purchase price of this property was £375,500. And as I say, it's a 12-unit property, one two-bed flats, 10 studio flats, and one commercial unit, i.e. a shop. And because it has that shop, it required commercial finance. And remember, on the first property I talked about today, we had issues getting commercial finance because we didn't have experience with commercial property. But it was so much simpler with this property because we already had experience. And so we were able to complete that purchase much more quickly than the previous refinance. And we purchased this property with 8 tenants. So it was already cash flowing. So we were already having money in that we could use to pay the mortgage. And what we've now done is, what that meant was we already had money there. So we just started doing up the four that were empty. Then as people moved out in between the next tenants, we would do up the property bit by bit. So it means that we didn't need a huge amount in one go to refurbish. And now in the period, since we bought it in 2019, we've spent £111,000 on refurbishment and other costs that came with buying. And we've also spent £18,000 on interior design, furniture, windows, blinds, all of that. And that's been a very good investment. This was the first property that we worked with an interior designer because I really wanted to make these spaces work well. And because they're small studios, and it was more important. And she did an incredible job on a budget. And when you look at the before and afters, which you'll see when the video comes out, it's a big difference. I just love the simplicity of it. Functional, beautiful. And because of that, the studios are very popular. So if we look at the numbers now, the purchase price, as I say, was 375. The refurb and the buying costs, 111K. The valuation now is £680,000. That's an uplift after we remove the purchase and the buying costs and refurb. It's an uplift of £194,000, which is crazy to me in 4 years to have it go up that much in South Wales. But it's partially the refurb we did and how the property is now presented. And our annual rent on that property is £68,000. £68,000 just from that single property. So if we got, if we were to refinance now at £680,000, we'd be able to take out 70%. You can take 70% of whatever the value is on a refinance. So that means we would take out of the property £476,000. And after we spent £110 on the deposit and £111 on the refurb and buying costs, that's a total of £221,000 that we've put into the property. So we get all of that money back plus £255,000. Now, as we all know, valuations don't always go on point, but you can see that we'd be able to take all our money back out, even if the valuation came in a little bit lower. So I just want to just take a few moments and look at the overview of just these three properties, not even all the properties that we have, and look at what are the assets have gone up by. So property one, we bought in 2017. It was £148,000. It's now worth £500,000. And that means it's up in value by £352,000. Property two, we bought in 2020. And that was £162,000. Now worth £280,000. Up £118,000. Property three, we bought in 2019. That was £375,000. Now it's worth £680,000, up £305,000. So just looking at these three properties, they were bought at a value of £685,000. That's now up to a value of £1.5 million. So, and that's up £775,000. Mind-blowing. Now, with the value of the property, we don't see that money unless we remortgage, which we have in some cases, or we sell. Now, for us, because of the way that we want to build our property business, a lot of these properties, I think all actually, are on repayment mortgages. That means that as we pay down the mortgage, we're repaying the loan. So at the end of the mortgage term, we won't owe the bank anything. And we like to have it that way because we want to be safe. Whatever happens in the economy, that we're not going to be over-leveraged. Over-leveraged means that you've got a lot of borrowing compared with the value of the property. Because the value of our properties have gone up, we'd like to get down to 50% loan to value on all of our properties and never go above that, even if we do remortgage to reinvest. Now, cash flow. the money you get in. I want to talk about the total money that we get in for these three properties, because that's really interesting as well. Because as well as you make money two ways when you own assets, when you own property assets anyway. And one of that is what we talked about, the equity, the value of the property itself is going up. And number two is you make money because people pay you rent. So on property one, we have £3,000 a month. I've rounded it to the nearest. Oh, no, I haven't. Sorry, I was going to say I've rounded it to the nearest thousand, but I can see I've done the points as well. So property number one is £3,000 per month. I like to look at it in year and 5 year blocks. We're holding all of these properties long term. So property number one is £3,000 a month, £36,000 every year, and £180,000 every 5 years. Now, these are just the bald income figures. Yes, we will have costs against those, but minor. We've got the mortgage costs, and we've got some of the communal area utilities, which are very low, and things like insurance and so on, and then maintenance. So I just want to say that, but just so we can compare like with like, I want to just put the gross income costs. So property number one, I've just done £3,000 per month, 36 a year, and £180,000 every 5 years. Property number two is £1,900 per month, £23,400 per year, and £117,000 every 5 years. Property three is £5,700 per month, £68,000 a year, and £340,000 every 5 years. And if we total that up just for these three properties, it's £10,600 a month, £127,400 a year, and £637,000 every 5 years just from those three properties, which is phenomenal. And that is where that saying comes from, how the rich get richer. But what I want to add on to it is, and how you can too. Because you can see that when you've got assets like the ones that I've talked about today, where they're continuing to go up in value, where you're continuing to get rental income, it's easy to get finance, to finance new properties, and to be able to do all of this again, which I love and is phenomenal. And what we've noticed, and what you probably saw yourself, is that that 12-unit property brings in a lot more income than the others, and it didn't cost twice of what the others cost. So we're looking for more of these larger unit properties, and we want to do fewer deals, but with bigger properties that have got multiple units. So that's it. Sometimes when people say, oh, you're so lucky, Stephanie and Nikki, I don't agree, because we had so many challenges. But we were willing to just get started, even though we didn't know all of the answers. We were willing to manage other people's properties with care. We were willing to start rent to rent when we didn't know for certain if it would work for us. We were willing to take action, and we knew that there'd be massive payoffs in the end. And at the end of the day, it's more fun having these problems than it was having the problems that I used to have when I used to go to work. So I would rather have the problems of a development taking longer because of COVID, and the problems of having more income and having to think about how to work more tax efficiently. So how can you make this happen? That's the important thing in what we're talking about in today's episode. How can you find these deals, and how can you fund them? So how can you find them? Well, first of all, opportunities are everywhere, conversion opportunities especially. And at the moment, we're in a post-coronavirus world. Commercial property is available much more cheaply than it used to be in many areas, and much fewer people want to buy it. That all reduces the prices, especially for B&Bs and care homes, as they are often low profit businesses, and sometimes they're cash businesses. Their accounts don't show the profits. And banks are conservative in their valuations, so owners often open to more creative solutions like lease options and exchange with delayed completion. And both of those creative options mean that you can often buy without needing a large deposit or a mortgage, without leasing a large deposit or even a mortgage up front. The other ways are just to be active in property. When you're active in rent to rent, you're going to find so many more of these deals. We got one of these deals through landlord letters. We've had other deals through people just letting us know. But these three, one of them came through landlord letters and two of them came through online portals. You know, the same online portals that everyone else is looking at. That's where these two of the properties were. And they both had a commercial element. And when you get properties with commercial elements, well, one had a commercial element, one we were turning into four flats, and fewer people want them. And so, again, it's such an opportunity. We've been sending out rent-to-rent letters to landlords since we started in 2016. So that probably came to us because they'd heard about our work. So do include that in your strategy, as well as your online stuff. Do send letters to landlords. It's a phenomenal strategy. And you can, in those letters, talk about if they want to sell their property and that you're open to buying them, which is what we did. So how do you fund these deals? What about if you haven't got the experience like we didn't at the start? Well, the first part of it is to know that this is all possible, which you do now, and that you can offer solutions that work for people. So would a lease option work? Would an exchange with delayed completion work? Would it something where you only need a pound or even a few thousand pounds to do it, where you can collaborate with other people to get that money to be able to get yourself into a deal that really works for you? And as part of the Kickstarter mentorship program, we explain just how to simply incorporate buying properties on lease options, exchange with delayed completion with your rent-to-rent business. And here's a few more ideas for you about how you could fund deals. You could join with friends and collaborate together, put the money together to do deals. You can use private finance, a posh way of saying friends and family money. I really think starting off with friends and family is the best way. And using those five magic words, do you know anyone who would be interested in this opportunity, and describe the opportunity? Cash flow for your rent from your rent to rent business. Of course, business is cash flow, and you can use that to invest in property. Absolutely. And one thing we haven't mentioned here, which we are doing as well, is using our SaaS pension to invest in commercial property. You can use 50% of your SaaS pension to invest in commercial property. And what that means is when you make money in your business, usually if you take it out to invest in something, you're going to pay tax on it, corporation tax. And then if you take it out, you're going to pay more tax again, personal tax. Whereas if you put it into a SaaS, you don't get taxed before you take the money out of your business, and you can invest 100% of the money rather than what I mean is you can't invest 100% of the SaaS, but you can invest the money before being taxed on it. So a SaaS pension, if you have a limited company, is another idea to be able to invest. You can release equity from your home. You can use bank finance, bridging, commercial finance. But I know what you might be thinking is, you might be thinking, but I don't have money and I don't know anyone with money. And I thought that too. You know, when I was working as a contractor at the bank, I might have heard this and thought, well, I don't have £16,000, 1/6. So how could I do this? And now I can. And the only difference between me now and me then is knowledge, action, and resourcefulness. I've got different knowledge now. I take different actions now, and I'm more resourceful now. When you get the knowledge and you take action and you create opportunities, it attracts resources. It happens. And it's unbelievable when it does. We do not seek private investors, yet almost every week, investors contact me through social media or through our websites to find out more about investing with us. And what I want to say here is that your resourcefulness will increase once you get started. And in our Kickstarter mentorships, we share those steps to becoming more investable and to attracting funding. You can buy properties with other people's money. You can buy properties with other people's money. Every day, other people are doing it. Why not you? Here are just a few more ideas. Oh, that I've already mentioned, actually. Borrowing from the bank, overdraft, cash flow from your business, release equity from your home, family and friends. So many ways. We live in one of the richest countries in the world. Resources aren't the problem. It's resourcefulness. Well, it's partly knowledge because many of us don't know. I went for decades through life understanding that other people were becoming property were building property portfolios. I had no idea how they were doing it. And I certainly didn't think that I could do it. And I didn't think that people would lend me money to build our property portfolio, but they will. And it all started with rent to rent. None of it would have been possible for us if we hadn't started. So if you're on the edge and you want to start, absolutely start in rent to rent. You don't need to start immediately by raising hundreds or thousands of pounds in private finance. You don't need to start there, but you can absolutely start by managing other people's properties, taking that cash flow, moving forward, attracting investment. And I wish you'd been there at Rent to Rent Revolution. And I wish you'd heard Mark talking about getting his 5-bed dream home through a lease option because he was doing rent to rent. And Luke talking about the exact same thing, the joy of seeing his kids see the property for the first time and be so excited. And Luke's business, he shared at Rent to Rent Revolution, is turning over £300,000 a year. And Maria talked about how she used £65,000 from her rent to rent business to fund a much needed family project she wouldn't have been able to do otherwise. And Brenda talked about her first deal in London, cash flowing over £1,000 per month. Joseph talked about rent to rent and how it's transformed not only his financial life, but also his confidence. And Miguel talked about the freedom to travel 5-star, all inclusive, without worrying because of all the systems that he has in place. It all starts with rent to rent. And at the beginning, I'd never have had the confidence to think I could buy a 12-unit property, attract private finance, and succeed in securing traditional commercial finance. It's just been amazing. And I was nervous to take that first step, but I was confident we could manage a property with care. I knew I could manage one property, and we did. So if you haven't started in property yet, or if you're yet to get the results you want, it might seem unbelievable, but you could be the next success story. You could be on stage at Rent to Rent Revolution next year. Yes, we are definitely going to do the event again. So look out for the full video footage of the event. And as I say, we're going to make that video accessible to those of you who want it. It's going to be less than the price of a dinner. I don't want anyone not to be able to afford it. And if you're in Kickstarters or Superstars, it will be absolutely free and we'll add it to the portal as soon as we have it. So if you want to get started, you can start off with our Rent to Rent Success Masterclass. And that's a 90-minute video showing you behind the scenes of how to get started, how it works. And that's at renttorentsuccess.com/guide, G-U-I-D-E. Until next week, have a great rest of the week, guys. And remember, believe bigger, be bolder, be a game changer. See you soon. Bye for now. Thank you so much for being with me here today. If you would like more, we've written the number 1 best-selling book on rent to rent. You can find it at rents rentsuccess.com/book. Reviewers on Amazon have described it as the best rent-to-rent HMO book and also as a definitive reference guide and inspirational. Take your next step today and buy the book. You can find it at rent2rentsuccess.com/book. And I'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, believe bigger, be bolder, be a game changer.